بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the masail, matters about inheritance, the estate, with regard to the orphan children, boys and girls who are orphans, with regard to them. Now in this ayat, Allah further explains about the inheritance and estate of a deceased, a marhum person, with regard to the woman's share. Before Islam, it was common practice amongst the Arabs that when a person passed away, then his inheritance was distributed only to the males in his family. And those males who can fight in war, only they should get a share. The children, they should not get any share. And the women folk also should not get any share. Only the males and the grown-up males who can fight in warfare. Warfare was a very major thing. They used to go to war on small, small matters. And for that they required money, etc. So the inheritance also, they should only give to those people. Islam came and gave everyone a fair share. And what the men were receiving, that also Islam first mentioned it, so that mentally a person is prepared to accept the law. So Allah says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. مردوں کا بھی حصہ ہے اس میں جو چھوڑ مرے ماں باپ اور قرابت والے. Family people, parents, other family people, whatever share of their wealth and inheritance they have left behind, there is a share, nasib, for the man also. And this already Allah has given an indication that that share is not what we were determined, but Allah has determined it, how much each one will get. وَلِن نِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. اور قرابت والے عورتوں کا بھی حصہ ہے اس میں جو چھوڑ مرے ماں باپ اور قرابت والے. And for women also there is a share which the parents or their estate what they leave behind and other family people. The great complete subject of its own of inheritance. And not easy to understand for everyone. It needs great effort to understand. So all that shares Allah Ta'ala has fixed for the man also and for woman also Allah has given shares which the parents will leave behind for their children or other family people. With regard to other family people, there is great details. From whom does a person inherit and who inherits from a person. It's not a simple, straightforward thing. It requires proper attention and study to know. So, but anyway, basically, that there wasn't share for women, now Allah has fixed the share. There wasn't share for children in the previous ayahs with regard to the orphans even. Allah Ta'ala has explained they all got a share. And all this, mimma qalla aw kathur, thora ho ya bahut ho, whether it is a little that they have left behind or whether it is much, whatever the deceased, the marhum has left, whether marhum or marhuma, then the inheritance, the laws of inheritance must be made to pass over them and the shares must be distributed according to what Allah Ta'ala has fixed. نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا حِسَّا مُقَرَّرْ كِيَا وَاهِ. These shares are fixed by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It's not up to us to decide who to give how much. These shares are fixed. We can't give more to any person. We can't give less to any person. Those who are supposed to inherit must all inherit and must get their shares. And we can't give them more or less from our side. Allah has fixed that already. In the same way, for those who don't get anything, we can't give them. So the shares of inheritance has been fixed by Allah Ta'ala. So much stress has been made to make an Islamic will before a person passes away. In fact, every person should have his will ready and preferably by his head side. for two main reasons. One is to remind him all the time of his mort. One will remind a person, and the other is that the conditions keep on changing. How many children we have got, who passes away in the family. So according to that, that world must also be changed. And the shares for each person, they are not to be determined by us. Allah has determined it, and we must go according to that. But we find great negligence and indifference to this matter, even among people who regard themselves as pious, Allah fearing, and that they follow Sharia. But when it comes to the matters of inheritance, many people do it wrong and not correctly. And for a person himself also, it comes in a hadith, a person is righteous and pious his whole life. Then just before his mort, he makes some garbar. He doesn't give who he's supposed to get. He cuts them out from his inheritance. And because of that, he goes straight into Jahannam. So therefore, it is very important, and this is also part of our deen and sharia, and a very important part also. Not only that we are making our namazes, we make efforts for deen, we have knowledge for deen, but all the aspects of deen must be looked after and covered properly. So this inheritance also is a very important aspect, and though we will not have that complete knowledge, so we should always be in touch with a mufti, and also such a mufti who is engaged in fatwa work and with regard to inheritance matters. Otherwise, even a person who gains proficiency in this knowledge, but when he's not practicing it, he also starts forgetting about the different shares. And small, small matters make big, big differences to everyone's share. And it's very important that the correct shares must be distributed, because that is what we are inheriting, what will be our wealth. And if we have taken somebody else's share, knowingly, unknowingly, an orphan's share, then that will render our wealth now haram. And we might be thinking, I'm going for Hajj Umrah, and I'm going with inheritance money, but if you usurped it and took it wrongly, then all that is haram. Then all our ibadat also is null and void. All our du'as are also null and void. Therefore, it must be done correctly. Everyone must get his full share. So, in this matter, and all matters of deen, it is necessary for us to acquaint ourselves, and where we cannot, like these matters are not easy, that we can have the full knowledge of it, then we should refer to a reliable Ali Mufti and follow his advisors and guidance in these matters. When at the time of inheritance, we don't give people their proper shares, then we have destroyed their rights and we have given people haram money. And that will be a very sad case, that we build our empire on haram money. And that is like the foundation we are putting is not of mud, but like putting it of feces, stool, pahana. That we are putting the foundation of a building. So what that building, what good can it ever yield to a person? So we should be very conscious that when we take also our inheritance, make sure it's our right and rightful share and proper share. And when we distribute also, if it has come in our responsibility to distribute the inheritance, then we should go that extra length and make sure we distribute it correctly. Lot wrong things are done in these matters, and mashallah, there are those people who are very particular and they do it very correctly also. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.